The showdown between the White House and Congress headlines a new month and a new quarter in business.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The work on coming up with a debt ceiling solution will continue today in Washington. Congress may even work into next week when they were supposed to be on recess. That recess has now been canceled. Not a great way for those lawmakers to start a new month or for Wall Street to start a new quarter. And that's where we're going to start this morning with Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So Congress is continuing these debt ceiling talks with the White House. How much is that going to weigh on that new quarter that starts today?
Well, of course, it's important, but the traders and economists that I talk to believe that there's going to be a deal because the stakes are just too high if there's no agreement. The real big question for the next quarter is whether the economy is going to pick up more steam, and consumers are obviously looking for an improvement in jobs, housing, and lower food and gas prices.
I want to talk a little bit, Jill, about the quarter that just wrapped up, the second quarter of the year. I know the stock market has been on a bit of a tear lately, especially the past 4 or 5 days. How did we do in quarter number two?
You know, there was a lot of bad news, the effects of the Japanese earthquake, unrest in the Middle East, debt problems in Greece, and only about 2% growth here in the U.S. But stocks did okay. The Dow squeaked out a gain. S&P 500 and NASDAQ down a little bit. Both are up 4.5% a year. And oil, which peaked at $114 a barrel during the quarter, fell 10.5%. And gas prices are almost exactly where they were 3 months ago.
Oil's trading, I think, about $94 right now. All right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
As of today, students going to college year-round will no longer be able to get a second Pell Grant to pay for summer classes. The federal program helps millions of low-income students pay for college. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The year-round Pell Program was just a few years old. It was meant to help low-income students finish their degrees faster by taking summer classes. Brian Moran is interim president of the Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities.
Students right now are demanding year-round education. They're not looking to take time off during the summer. So we find this to be very, very unfortunate for our students.
The alternative, though, was to reduce the maximum Pell Grant for all students. It's around $5,500 a year. Lauren Asher is president of the Institute for College Access and Success, a nonprofit advocacy group.
Preserving the maximum Pell will help protect college affordability for those who need it most.
Asher says even with significant increases over the years, the maximum grant still only covers about a third of the cost of attending a public 4-year college full time. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly higher right now. Asian shares rose today, too, although stocks in China slipped after news of Chinese production slowing in the month of June, the slowest pace in more than 2 years. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 152 points to close at 12,414.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Today, a new anti-bribery law takes effect in the UK. The British government says it is the toughest anti-corruption measure in the world. But some folks here in the United States might disagree. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The new British law looks severe, up to 10 years in jail and an unlimited fine for giving or receiving a bribe in Britain or abroad. A company can be prosecuted even if one of its subcontractors offers a kickback. It does seem pretty rigorous.
Very rigorous, very scary on paper. But what will matter much more is what happens when they begin to enforce.
Alexandra Rogge of the US anti-corruption group Trace doubts that the new British law will turn out to be as tough as the British government claims.
And whether they really have the resources to investigate cases outside the country. It's a question of both resources, of course, and political will.
The main British body that investigates bribery has just had its budget cut. And there are lingering doubts about Britain's commitment to crack down on corruption, especially in the murky world of arms dealing.
Even in recent conflicts, the only way to guarantee destruction of a target in the air was to
engage... Britain sells some $5 billion worth of weapons every year. 5 years ago, the UK's biggest arms company, BAE, was under investigation for allegedly bribing the Saudi royal family. Under pressure from the Saudis, the British government halted the probe. Neil Stansbury advises British companies on how to stamp out bribery.
BAE investigation and the way the British government stopped it is shameful and embarrassing. So that has been a big black mark on the British enforcement.
US campaigner Alexandra Rogge claims it's highly unlikely the Department of Justice would cave in under Saudi pressure. Worldwide, she says, the US is perceived to be tougher on corruption.
We talk to companies and say, these are companies in Europe, companies in Asia, companies operating in Africa, which law they fear the most, even with this very draconian UK Bribery Act coming into effect. And it's invariably the US law.
But Britain may have slightly less need of an anti-bribery law than the US. According to Transparency International, the Brits are seen as marginally less corrupt than Americans. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, local officials in one Chinese town wanted to show that they were working diligently to inspect and approve a new highway. So on the city's website, they published a photo showing the officials on the job and on the highway, except they didn't use a real photograph. Instead, the city used a picture of the three high-ranking officials digitally altered to look like they were standing on the road, but someone didn't do a very good job of it, and the three men look like they're floating over the road. Some folks are calling it the worst photo job in internet history, and people are photoshopping these three guys on all kinds of pictures, even on the moon. You can check out that picture and even one we did here at Marketplace at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Ah, the Rockies. Fresh air, clear skies, time and space to gather your thoughts. So to the mountains we go, the Aspen Ideas Festival in, of course, Aspen, Colorado. The economy is up for discussion, as will the environment and energy policy. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mountain High Ideas next time on Marketplace, complete with an audience. That's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.